What's going on, sports fans? Welcome to an episode of KFR Sportscast. We are back. The NFL season is back. Starting out Thursday night, the official kickoff of the 104th season of the NFL. I am one of your hosts, BG, and I am joined with, as always, Big Sexy Jake and the Heel Jake. And guys, football is back. Football is back.
Football is back. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, it's been a long, excruciating 6 months, I think, something like that. I lost count after 3 days. But we're here. So we're gonna break this down into about three videos here, kind of as the same format as we've done in past times. So we're gonna go 1 p.m. games, 4 p.m. games, and then primetime games. So make sure you guys stick around for the other two videos. But yeah, guys, let's go ahead and jump right into the very first game, which we're gonna kind of tie into our 1 p.m. games. The very first game of the season, the defending Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs, are hosting the Detroit Lions. What an honor for the Detroit Lions to be that very first game of the season. Lil Jake, go ahead and take it away.
You know, a lot of people I've heard from some people that have a lot of doubt in Detroit and that they don't feel like they deserve this spotlight this game, but I think they played well enough last year to kind of put themselves on the map. Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs, but I really believe they got a good season coming up here. And with Kansas City, you know, defending champs, whatever, we already know what they are. But this is a big prove it game for Detroit. They got to prove that they belong in the spotlight. Can they pull off an upset? Ooh, I'd love to see it. I'd love to be that bold and predict it too. I don't see it, but I think they hang tough. I think this is a one score game. I think they stay with it the whole way. Mm-hmm. Kansas City pulls it off in the end because, you know, they are who they are. But yeah. This is going to be this, in my opinion, when I saw this game, I said this is a good choice for the first game of the season.
Yeah, I feel like those first games, especially for, you know, the first games of the season, obviously ring ceremonies and everything like that, like I feel like can sometimes throw off that home team.
Yeah,
you know, they get so caught up in, you know, the ring ceremonies and all the celebrations and everything like that.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like last season, Buffalo came in and whooped the Rams' ass right at home.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, you know, I would love for Detroit to win this, you know, just like you, Jake, but I do think Kansas City will just edge them out. One score game, probably not. I'm thinking more like 10 points, so I'm thinking, you know, two possession. But, you know, semi-close at least. You know, I'm not thinking blowout, like 30-plus points or anything like that, anything crazy like that. Big Jake, you got anything to add?
These teams match up actually really well. And I just feel like the Lions are that scrappy team that you can't afford to sleep on because they got so much talent over there. Yeah, but no, I'm really looking forward to seeing what this Lions team does this year. You know, because they came so close to making the playoffs last season. Honestly, I feel like they're the best team they could potentially be the best team in the NFC North this year. I mean, I know what the Minnesota Vikings did last year, but I really feel like the Lions are going to come out and, you know, punch some good teams in the mouth. And I feel like they can do that against Kansas City. Yeah. You know, I would love to pick an upset here just because of, you know, the fact that, you know, this team is so scrappy. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to go against the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. All right, so that's the very first game of the season. So now let's roll into 1 p.m. game. So 1 p.m. game. So the very first game is the Carolina Panthers versus the Atlanta Falcons. Me, obviously, in my NFC South opinion, I hope it ends in a tie. I don't have much hopes for the NFC South anyways. But just like the NFC East in past years, somebody's got to win it.
Atlanta's a team that they have some talent, and they upgraded their defense a little bit. I think Atlanta wins this game. It's going to be an interesting quarterback duel of young quarterbacks here. We got Desmond Ritter of last year's quarterback class versus Bryce Young of this year's quarterback class. That should be a fun one to watch, or it could be a complete dumpster fire. Who knows?
Yeah, one of the big coin flip games. I don't even know what to think. This division, just I listen. In my opinion, I think New Orleans is gonna win this division. I mean, they're all just not that great. But I guess New Orleans has the best roster at this point. I don't know. In this game, like I said, it's such a coin flip because both these teams have pros, cons in terms of like they're young and they're good in certain areas. I'm just gonna go with Bryce Young in this game. I'm gonna give him a nice little win in his first start. And the Falcons pull the Falcons. Yeah, if there's anything, there's death taxes, and there's the Falcons are going to blow a lead. Falcons go up by 21 in this game, and they blow it, and the Panthers win. Heroic fashion, Bryce Young gets his first win in his first start.
You mentioned, you know, coin flip game. It'd be one of those games where you flip the coin, like, lands on the edge.
Yeah. This helps, no?
Sideways coin.
A sideways coin. Our next game is going to be the Houston Texans going into the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Again, another rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans, CJ Stroud, going against Lamar Jackson, QB, RB, tight end, receiver one.
He going to throw the ball to himself and catch it himself.
That's right. Hey, Marcus Mariota did it once, and he scored a touchdown.
Brett Favre's first ever completed pass in the NFL was to him.
Houston's very much rebuilding. And, you know, they got a lot of young guys. Like, it's one of the youngest teams in the NFL. Like, they have Robert Woods and then a bunch of kids in their receiving core. You know, Damian Pierce, again, another young guy. You know, let me tell you, that team, if they keep building it the way they are, could be good in a couple years. Baltimore's an established good team. Lamar Jackson's got a lot of weapons. He's got Zay Flowers. He's got Odell Beckham. And even if he doesn't throw to him, he can still, you know, turn into a running back because that's what he does. So I don't even think this one's close. I think Baltimore takes this easy. This is just one of those learning experience games for Houston, getting lined up for a slaughtering.
I'll kind of piggyback off what Jake was saying. I really like what the Texans are doing, you know, as far as building what they're trying to build, the culture they're trying to build. They picked up Singletary from Buffalo, and that'd be a good 1-2 punch in the backfield. Keep getting C.J. Stroud some weapons to throw to. I mean, they got Dalton Schultz. They lost Brandon Cooks, but they gained Rob Woods. They drafted Tank Dell, and they got John Michi coming back. Give it a couple good seasons with C.J. Stroud and get the chemistry up. Baltimore's just head and shoulders above, you know, them talent. So I think they take it.
All right, our next game is Cincinnati going to Cleveland, going to the Browns. What do you guys think about that one?
Joe Burrow's got a little bit of a lingering injury. I think all signs point to him playing week one. Who knows? You know, Deshaun Watson with a full offseason. They still got Amari Cooper. This could be a competitive game. I think I'm going Cincinnati.
Logic.
All right, I was looking for my first game to go on a bold prediction with, and I think this is the one. This game, honestly, is a lot more even than a lot of people might think it is. In Cincinnati, you know, they've been knocking on the door to win a Super Bowl. They made it a couple years ago, and they almost got there again last year. Cleveland, man, let me tell you, Deshaun Watson's been working on things other than massage parlors and been trying to get his act together. And, you know, and they have a lot of good weapons, you know, with Cooper and Moore and Njoku, and, you know, you still have Nick Chubb. Let me tell you, I'm gonna say it. The Browns are gonna win this game. Browns win this game by three. It's gonna be a close one. They're gonna be back and forth, and Watson gets a nice little statement win for his first full season with this Browns team. His first true season in about 3 years.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with that. I think Cleveland. This has been we're gonna see a different Cleveland Browns team than we've seen in past seasons, obviously. I think Deshaun Watson, to your point, you know, a good full off season, you know, training camp, everything like that. I think it helps them with, you know, that chemistry to build. And I think, you know, it'll really give Deshaun Watson, you know, the ability to command that offense, similarly how he did in Houston. Because, I mean, Houston really wasn't anything to, you know, to brag about while he was there. Yeah, you had him on the offensive side and J.J. Watt on the defensive side. To the point in Cleveland, like, you got him on the offensive side now and you got Myles Garrett on the defensive side.
They had DeAndre Hopkins, too, for a long time.
Yeah. As a receiver. But, like, outside of that, though, like...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they weren't a whole complete offense, bits and pieces. And I think that's exactly what they have in Cleveland. That's why I think he has in Cleveland. They have bits and pieces. I think it's going to be a different Cleveland Browns team than we've seen in past years. So I like Jake's prediction, you know, 3-point win over Cincinnati. I feel like Cincinnati, even though they've been in the playoffs, they've made it to the postseason, almost made it to the Super Bowl, like you said last year, but went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Like, it seems they kind of usually, you know, they're a little slouchy during the regular season until they kind of pick up their pace.
They are a team of runs, and this is the time of year where they lose games. It's right here.
So I think that gives a little bit of an advantage to the Browns. So our next game is going to be Trevor Lawrence and the Jags versus Anthony Richardson and the Indianapolis Colts, who are Jonathan Taylor-less because he's injured, I guess. I don't know. So they say.
Yeah, you want to talk about, another another division that's not so great. A lot of these, it's ironic. That's also the South division.
On the AFC side. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jacksonville's division to lose, and I confidently say that. The only team I feel in that division that even holds maybe a candle would be Tennessee. But Ryan Tannehill's their quarterback, and that automatically disqualifies them. I don't care who you have. I don't care if you have DeAndre Hopkins. That doesn't matter to me. Yeah, listen, Anthony Richardson could be something really special. We don't know that. We're not going to know that for a little while, how good he could be. And, you know, without Jonathan Taylor, and you're dependent on Deion Jackson, and, you know, you got Michael Pittman and a bunch. There's a lot of unknown, not big name guys over there.
Yeah.
That's another team trying to just pick themselves up off the floor. Jacksonville is, they impressed me last year with their back season run, making the playoffs, winning that playoff game. They definitely should have lost. Trevor Lawrence is going to be a top five QB for time to come. This is going to be I don't see this game being all too – I don't know. It depends on what Anthony Richardson pulls out. But from my standpoint on paper, I think Jacksonville wins this game pretty handily.
Agreed. I would have to say, like, Jacksonville last season was one of my favorite teams to watch just because of Trevor Lawrence. You know, they got just so much young talent. Insert Calvin Ridley. This team can be scary this season.
Yeah,
very scary this season.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. You know, I almost completely forgot about them adding Calvin Ridley because I know, you know, he was obviously suspended. You know, and so that clip that came out, you know, of him running that route, you know, the same route that another receiver did, and it looked like it was in like 2x speed. Was ridiculous. So
yeah, I know. It looked like it was like fast forward. It was crazy. Yeah.
So Trevor Lawrence, obviously, you know, you guys talked about, I mean, he's taken leaps and bounds since coming in. You know, he's kind of proven why he was that number one overall pick. And especially with a franchise like Jacksonville, who has been historically just bad. You know, but Doug Peterson seems to be a QB whisperer. So sad that he had to cut his own son from the team. Like that's gotta feel like crap. That's gotta feel like doo doo. That makes Thanksgiving awkward. But anyways, I think Jacksonville will be, to Lil Jake's point, you know, this is their division to lose. Yeah, there's nothing saying that they can't win. You know, unless somehow, some way, you know, CJ Stroud and Anthony Richardson just become top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
Or Ryan Tannehill turns into Tom Brady, which isn't happening.
Or something, right? Or something along the lines of that. You know, I would bank on the first two. I'd bank on Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud.
Bank on the last.
between before I see Ryan Tannehill turn into to Tom Brady. So, but yeah, I
prediction, like bold prediction. By week seven, Will Levis will be starting for the Titans. Bold prediction.
Really? You think it'll be? You think week it'll be seven. That late? You think it'll be that late? listen. Understand, my camera's right here. Understand, people. I'm in Nashville. I hear the talk.
Yeah.
Okay? They want Will Levis now. They don't want Ryan Tannehill to start. They want Will Levis now. Okay, so let's just make that clear, okay? But yeah, I think Jacksonville's got this game in the bag. You know, will be close maybe because it's divisional, but I think it may take, depending on how Anthony Richardson comes out, I think, you know, Trevor Lawrence, I think they can pick up exactly where they left off last year and dominate the AFC South. The next game, I don't want to talk about, but we're going to because that's what we do. We talk about all the games, is Tampa Bay going into Minnesota for the first game of the season. And if I have hopes because I'm a Tampa Bay fan, but like I'm also realistic. The final score of this game is going to be 35-10. That's my prediction. It's going to be 35-10 Minnesota. Let me make that clear. 35-10 Minnesota. Let me make that clear. Yeah, that's my prediction.
Do we see Kyle Trask? 35
points up on them.
Kyle Trask. Do we see Kyle Trask? No,
not yet. We don't give up on Baker
yet. I'm gonna give Baker 3 weeks. I'm gonna give him 3 weeks. Because I think this first week, it's going to be a lot of check down. It's going to be a lot of 5 yard pass. I don't see a lot of deep passes. So I'm gonna give him 3 weeks.
It's Baker's time to shine, baby. Anyway, so this game, Minnesota. I mean, like, there's not really much else to say other than what you guys have already said. I just, you know, I think Tampa's in tank mode. I honestly do. I feel like they're going to start, you know, letting pieces go here pretty soon. My buddy Angel were sitting here talking about it, and he's telling me that he doesn't think Mike Evans is going to be a Buccaneer all season. I think they're thinking he's probably going to get traded, and I can definitely see it. I could definitely see it. There's signs pointing to possibly happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ball is in Jason Light's court, you know. The offer, the demand has been made by Mike Evans and his agent, and Tampa Bay has until Saturday basically to say, hey, this is what we're going to give you. And you know, as much as I would hate to see Mike Evans go, obviously he's been the receiver, you know, there for the last 8 seasons or whatever it's been. I would hate to see him go. I would absolutely hate it. Love Mike to death. But you know, Tampa's in that spot right now, right? I mean, we spent so much money, you know, 3 years ago to basically win a Super Bowl. You could almost say like we sold ourselves to win the Super Bowl, right? And you know, that put us in a lot of salary cap debt. You know, the last 2 years where we went into the offseason like negative $54 million in salary cap. So, like, we may not be able to pay him, right? So, and that sucks, and I hate that. But, you know, I also understand, right? So, can I see it happening? Yes. Do I want it to happen? No. But, you know, the NFL is a business at the end of the day.
Yeah, other than Kansas City, the last few Super Bowl champions have paid everything to get themselves to the front of the line to win a Super Bowl, Tampa with Brady, the Rams with Stafford and Vaughn and OBJ that year. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, listen, it's the price you pay to be a champion sometimes. And I, you that's know, exactly I'd, rather, right. I'd rather have that and then suffer. Like, that's just, I'm with you on that, man. Like, you know, you pay for it 3 years later, you're paying for it. But man, you hold on to that glory forever. So This game, Minnesota's leaps and bounds better, I think, you know. Although Kirk Cousins does have a tendency to hang in games with teams that shouldn't be hanging. So you always got to throw in the Kirk Cousins wild card, I'm not playing a good game today kind of game, even with Justin Jefferson. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for this week. And I say Minnesota wins this game pretty easily.
I will say before going out, I will say one thing. I do want to see a lot of Sean Tucker this year.
Yep.
In the backfield. I do want to see that because I'm excited for that. We had our KFR sports draft, sportscast draft, fantasy draft last night, and he was my last pick on my fantasy team. So I want to see him. I'm pretty sure he's earned that second spot. So I want to see a lot of Sean Tucker. And especially because he's wearing the number 44 for Tampa. So that warms my heart. That warms my heart a whole lot. So looking into our next 1 p.m. game, it's Tennessee going into New Orleans. Again, an AFC South team and an NFC South team, right? They're both meh. But Jake said earlier he likes the Saints to win the NFC South, and I can't disagree with it. As much as I hate the Saints, again, somebody's got to win. And if it's going to be somebody, you know, it's probably going to be Derek Carr and the Saints. I feel like this could be a good game, though. I feel like this could be a close game. I feel like they're pretty evenly matched. So, but I'm going to give the edge to Tennessee.
Middle of the pack teams, like they're not like necessarily teams in a full-on rebuild, but they're not like your prime pick for a Super Bowl contender. You know, like they're not like gonna be top 10, you know, teams in the league, but you know, these are two, you know, like these two, these two teams are not bad football teams.
Right.
Tennessee had kind of that late season collapse last year where they were, you know, in the division for most of the season and then they just kind of fell apart. The Saints were kind of in a weird situation last year, kind of like a different, like a carousel of quarterbacks. They added some stability at that position, getting Derek Carr. I really feel like he could be good for this team. I think that this is a perfect fit for him. He's got a really good young receiver in Chris Olave. Mm-hmm. If Mike Thomas can stay healthy, that could be a difference maker for them. You know, they added Jamal Williams. Saints could be pretty good this year. You know, they're definitely my pick to win the NFC South. Yeah, I think I might have to give the edge to the Saints in this one, just because, you know, I feel like they have more talent across the board, and I just feel like Tennessee's just in a little bit of a weird spot. Yeah. Yes, they added DeAndre Hopkins, and that's a huge addition to that offense, but I just I got a little bit more faith in the Saints than I do in the Titans.
Yeah, I feel like the Saints have just a little more talent on their roster, especially if everybody's healthy, especially, you know, if everything plays out right for them. Tennessee did get, you know, Hopkins, but then again, you know, Ryan Tannehill is Ryan Tannehill. You can't forget about Derrick Henry either, and he can literally carry a whole game for that team, and he's done it before, and if you even give him a little bit of help, you know, that could help a team like Tennessee put them over the top. But I'm gonna err on the side of New Orleans in this game. I just think their roster is better, and I just feel like Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. And I don't know. But you know, the game is gonna be a close one though, because these teams are both, in my opinion, mid-level teams. where they have glaring strengths and glaring faults. This could go either way, but I'm going to take New Orleans in this one.
Our next 1 o'clock game is San Francisco heading into Pittsburgh. I think San Francisco announced Brock Purdy is their starting quarterback. Is that correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right.
Okay, because I know they traded away Trey Lance to Dallas, and obviously Jimmy Garoppolo went down to Vegas. But so Brock Purdy starting for the San Francisco 49ers and Kenny Pickett for the Steelers. What are you guys on?
This game's very interesting. You know, can Brock Purdy keep it up? You know, San Fran was willing to jump off the Trey Lance boat after, what, 4 start? Which is a little disappointing to me in terms of, I don't know, man. I feel like he got shafted a little bit. But, you know, this is the prove-it moment. You know, they were willing to just go all in on Brock Purdy. And, you know, this is, you know, they have McCaffrey. They have Samuel. They have Ayuk. They have Kittle. Like, you know, that team is a team that always rounds its way into a conference title game every 3 years. You know, they're that good. They are. Mm-hmm. They can be that good when everybody's just playing their asses off. So, you know, I mean, if you think about it,
they've made 3 of the last 4 NFC championship games.
Yep, like they.
If you really think about it,
they have the roster to do it. And Pittsburgh's up and coming, man. You know, Kenny Pickett and everybody was on him for the small hands and all that shit like that. But I think that offense is young and blooming. They looked pretty good in certain preseason moments, especially when they were playing Buffalo. They looked pretty good. Starting offense did. I think this is going to be a closer game than people think. And I'm going to click another upset alert here. I am going to take Pittsburgh in this game. I think Pittsburgh pulls this thing out. I think that defense flusters Brock Purdy on this big opening day game. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Pittsburgh here.
I second that. I think Pittsburgh's gonna be really good this year. I do. I just think I feel like that Kenny Pickett and George Pickens connection is just gonna grow stronger this year. I really like Pittsburgh this year, man. Pittsburgh, you know, they did really well in the draft. They were one of our top, you know, top teams as far as grades in the draft this year that we did. Go check that episode out too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they had a really good draft across the board. You know, added some guys they needed. You know, and you know that you know that defense is you know in a league of their own when they have everybody healthy. That's always been the MO of any good Pittsburgh Steelers team is having a stout defense. You know, you go all the way back to the Steel Curtain of the 70s, and then that 08 Pittsburgh Steelers defense, you know, that was, you know, one of the top, you know, defenses ever. You know, so, yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh is really good, but you know, so is San Fran. You know, so we can't take anything away from these two teams. I mean, this is going to be a battle of two young quarterbacks going up against two really good defenses. So the margin for error for them is like that. You know, so that's going to be a big factor if you know who can overcome what. You know that so that. But I think I like Pittsburgh. I really like Pittsburgh in this game. But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if San Fran still won, obviously. But I'm gonna pick Pittsburgh too.
I can agree with that. I think, you know, to your point, I think, you know, the margin of error is so close. I think these teams are just about identical. When it comes to the offensive and defense side of the ball, the reason I'm going to go with Pittsburgh is just because I like Kenny Pickett. I think he's got a little bit more of an edge, right? I mean, he's basically got a whole season under his belt compared to Brock Purdy's, you know, 4 games. Granted, yes, they were like mainly postseason games, but even still, I think I like Coach Tomlin. You know, He's obviously been a fantastic coach in Pittsburgh all these years that he's been there. But I just, you know, I like what he's done with Pittsburgh since he's come in. You know, never, I don't believe ever had a losing season, you know, or the season under 500 or whatever. But yeah, I like Kenny Pickett in the slight edge with this game. So for that, I'm gonna take Pittsburgh as well. Our last 1 p.m. game is Arizona versus Washington. Whew, save the best for last, you know. Whew, what a game. And I am going to take...
And it's going to be the hashtag turd bowl.
I am going to take the Washington Commanders.
The Washington commanding Redskin football team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington commanding football skins.
Football skins. Yeah. I don't... Man. How did this one... When they're making the schedule, they're just like, well, no. See, I see why they did it. We got to get one of these teams a nice week one win so they can finish, you know, 3-14, and one of their wins is week one, feel good about it. I think I got to go with Washington, too. What was it? I think Arizona's going to start that tune, kid. Arizona, that's just, they're going to sit. They're going to punt this season. Kyler Murray's not gonna play. Man, that team's a disaster. They got Josh Dobbs as their other quarterback. It's gonna be a long year. Arizona, looking at you, Randy Luna. Gonna be a long year. I don't think Washington's gonna be all that great either. But I just think they do have a. They have a better roster. They have a solid defense. They got pretty good receivers. In a game that I'm struggling to find things to talk about in this game, other than how kind of bad these teams are. Give me Washington in a slop bowl, 9-6.
I was gonna say, over under 5 minutes of screen time on Red Zone for this game.
Barely over.
Under.
I'll give it barely over.
Okay, so we got under, we got over, barely over. I'm gonna take the under on this one, and I'm gonna say under 5 minutes. I'm gonna keep track of it. We'll let you guys know, but I'm gonna keep track of it this
weekend. I'm gonna boldly say 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Okay.
So. This is my bold prediction of this game, because this is how much I really don't give a flying shit about this game. This game is going to end in a tie, and the final score is going to be 2-2.
It's a baseball game.
It's a baseball game. Each team's going to get a safety. That's how bad these teams suck.
I didn't know the Diamondbacks. I didn't know the Diamondbacks and the Nationals were playing.
Yeah. In baseball, that'd be an absolute thriller, you know? That'd be a nail biter. Yeah. That'd be a nail biter.
Well, yeah. Well, that concludes our 1 p.m. games. So make sure you guys stick around for the 4 p.m. and obviously the primetime games. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, it's great to be back. It's great to have football back. You know, we bash on these teams, but, you know, we're going to watch it anyways because, you know, we just enjoy the...
Of course, because it's football.
We enjoy the love of the sport.
Even bad football is good football.
Yeah. So make sure you guys... I know I posted a video, you know, probably a few months ago, like right after, you know, the end of the season. You know, we want you guys to vote on these games. So kind of going forward, we want to use the format of... You know, game of the week, player of the week, AFC player of the week, NFC player of the week, play of the game, you know, stuff like that. So go check that short video out. You know, we want to hear your voice, and you guys could have the opportunity to be mentioned on air or on our episodes. So make sure you do that and just use the hashtag KFR Sportscast when you post it to any social media. Speaking of which, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at KFR SPRTScast. But other than that, this has been the 1 p.m. games. Again, make sure you stick around for the 4 p.m. and the primetime games. This has been one of your hosts, BG, along with Big Sexy and The Heel. Make sure you guys also tune into those solo segments if you're feeling adventurous.
Oh, yeah, right? I want to say I appreciate all the views and love I got on that, on mine. I was not expecting all that. That made me happy. I appreciate everybody for watching my segment. I appreciate
that. Thanks for showing the love to KFR Sportscast. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys for the next one. Peace out.
Big Sexy out.